Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Queenie enters the hall, pulls on the string. She looks semi-pleased, minus a crown. You can feed your meter when you're alone. It's not very hard in London town. Phone your mate up for in the morning. Keep your head on. I still want you things. Just fall into place, it gets a bit clearer in London town. Yeah, London town. Into the town, the center. Search of the crowd, pop Michael Thomas for the crown. You can kick your meter when you're alone. It's not very hard in London town. Buy a Rennie from the trackie. It's the new shape for the 90s.
Listen to this. Got a new toy. It's a Philips Filicorder. It's a vintage keyboard. Mark bought one for the band and I just fell in love with it, so I bought myself one as well. I've got one here, one in my little room where I make my programme for you. Yeah, name that tune. Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody, it's a Sunday night for you, most of you, unless you're listening again, on that time machine of a gift of technology, that iPlayer there. But yeah, for most of you it's a Sunday night. For me it's a Thursday morning. I'm pre-recording my show in my little house in Manchester as always. Very nice evening last night. I was out with Peter Kay last night. I've not seen Peter for ages, so I had a right laugh, as you can imagine. And I'm in very good spirits today, even though the rain is pouring down. The forecast is more rain. Is that possible? There you go, anyway. Let's not worry about that. In today's show, tonight's show even, I haven't done a show in the daytime for some time. In tonight's show, new music from Sharon Van Etten, Josephine Onoyama, The Invisible, Young Buffalo. What else have we got? The Beckopedia will be dropping by, as always. I'm very happy to say that the theme of this week's show is cities. This is something my friends Rachel and Bob have been going on about for quite some time. They're like, what about love songs to cities? They were bringing up the point that I've written more love songs to Manchester than I have to any one woman. And they were saying, you can't play your own tunes, but you must love a good love song for a city. You have the civic pride thread in Elbow's songs. So yes, I'm going to do the really obvious ones today. It's going to be London, New York and Paris this week. But I want you to suggest in the coming weeks a trio of cities that we can find great songs about or set in. So yeah, I'm not sure what we'll call this feature. Ideas on a postcard. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. So the first one we heard was from Shaq. That was London Town. That's the first of our London, Paris, and New York tunes. I met one of Shaq in a lift in Australia. He got engaged that day. And I was like, what are you doing on this side of the planet? He said, I could ask you the same thing. Very odd experience. But anyway, yeah, here now is the Velvet Underground and I'm Waiting for the Man. This is, of course, celebrating Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, as Six Music are doing all this month. Lou Reed's coming to the station. Can you believe it, everyone? Amazing news. Here are the Velvet Underground and I'm Waiting for the Man. Amazing. I'm waiting for the man by the Velvet Underground. How exciting. This next tune was a song for Guy recommendation in 2009 from a lady called Pauline Straker. It's by Ron Sexsmith, who I was already familiar with and who I've interviewed a couple of times, and who's an amazing songwriter. But I hadn't heard this song. This song's called Tell Me Again, and I'd like to thank Pauline for the Song for Guy recommendation. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Sexsmith.
Please tell me again, I was somewhere else. Lost, walking in the rain, looking for myself. Well, somehow I find myself missing. Please tell me again. Blue flowers on the hill, where's my valentine? I'm leaning on the sill, waiting for a sign. And if I promise to listen, would you please tell me again? Forgotten all, the wind told us when you and I were small. Well, there must be something I'm missing. Please tell me again. Tell me again. You look into my eyes and the words you say me to realize love won't ever fade. But I can't believe what I'm hearing. Please tell me again. No, I can't believe what I'm feeling. Please tell me again.
Tell Me Again, that was Ron Sexsmith, a Song for Guy recommendation from Pauline Straker. If you want to recommend a song, try and pick something I've never heard before. Base it on the music I play on the show already and the music that I make with my band Elbow as well. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Ron Sexsmith. I wonder if that has ever contributed to somebody deciding to go to bed with him. Sharon Van Etten is amazing. This tune's called Magic Chords. And do you remember this little toy of mine over here that I played you before? Well, I'll tell you what's going on there. Even though those are chords, I'm only pressing one key. The bottom end of this keyboard plays chords for you. That's an E something. So is that. That's an A7. So you get these chords by just pressing one key. It's almost like they're magic chords. This new song by Sharon Van Etten, who I'm very, very impressed with, I think she's brilliant, is called Magic Chords. Listen carefully.
There's too many eyes.
Like me, Sharon Van Etten there is trying to employ vintage technology to new ends with the wonderful Magic Chords. That's out now.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legend, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
This next artist goes by the name of Josephine. Josephine's full name is Josephine Onoyama. She's a resident of my fair city of Manchester, and I've known her for many, many years. She's doing great, and it's about time. She's just so gifted. I have a real personal interest in Josephine doing so well as she is at the moment, because I was the first person to record her when she was 14. She was still at school in those days, and she was writing songs about schoolgirls' concerns. I remember a very earnest, soulful line in one of the songs about not wanting to get the tram home. Wanting to get the tram home with your friends, but your parents insisted on picking you up from school. But even then, she had this incredible gift, this amazing voice, and she's always been a very skilled musician. Anyway, Josephine, who was 14, is now 29. It was 15 years ago. And she's a very beautiful young woman as well. And this record is just fantastic. It's called House of Mirrors, and it was out on the 8th of October. Ladies and gentlemen, Josephine Onoyama, better known these days as Josephine.
Thank you.
Go and have the world on a plate, Josephine. That was House of Mirrors, and it's out now. Go and buy Josephine's music, right? Because if you don't buy it, she'll stop making it. The band. Hey?
Now then. In 1926, 12-year-old Canadian Clarence Eugene Snow ran away from home. Fleeing his abusive stepfather, the young boy known as Hank found work on a fishing boat and never went back. It was a harsh beginning, but from this unpromising start, he was to turn his life around, starting 2 years later with the purchase for $5.95 of his first guitar. At the age of 16, he gave his first public performance in a church basement in Nova Scotia, and by 22 he was a Canadian radio star signed to RCA Victor in Montreal, a label with whom he'd stay for 45 years. Hank had a gift for homespun, nostalgic storytelling and a clear, tuneful voice that was plaintive, wistful and romantic, and endeared him to a generation of listeners who came to know him as Hank Snow, the Yodeling Ranger. He soon moved to Nashville, where his success only grew, and in a career spanning 6 decades, he sold over 80 million albums. He was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, but perhaps his finest achievement was the founding of his charity for the prevention of child abuse. Not a bad ending for the frightened runaway boy who left behind everything he knew at the tender age of 12. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Beside a sun-kissed valley trail, where skies are always blue, within a little Swiss chalet, there's someone waits so true. Girl, I know her heart is beating too. And when the golden sun sets low, I'll yodel back to you. Like her eyes are true, she's as sweet as she can be. She is my pal, my guiding star. She cheers me when I'm blue. And when the sun sets over hill, I'll yodel back to you.
A story with a happy ending, eh, from our Beckopedia. That was Hank Snow and Yodeling My Way Back to You. Brilliant. Bryce Cole has been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, Guy, enjoyed the Smashing Pumpkins song you played last week with the traffic in the background. I think he calls NYC his home, hence the sirens in the background. I saw Billy Corgan one weekend in Central Park chilling out on a huge boulder, one of the rocks that the park has to offer. I've never been a big fan of their music, but remember one memorable time in my life while driving cross-country with a friend through the state of Utah's Red Rocks. Never hearing of them before, my friend told me this new band and their debut album called Gish. Imagine listening to the song Crush while driving through one of the most scenic landscapes in the world. It was like a soundtrack to nature. Something I will never forget 20 years later. If you ever find yourself travelling through the Red Rocks in Utah, I strongly suggest that you have a copy of Smashing Pumpkins Gish with you. I had a similar experience in that I was on the same continent as you were, in the back of a stretched Lincoln, which I didn't know existed till I got in one. I was in a stretched Lincoln with the band. We'd had a day off somewhere with very slopy roofs on account of the snowfall near a big body of water that was either a sea or a huge lake that you couldn't see the other side of. It was somewhere in the States, and I can't remember where. And I heard Gish for the first time in years. I've loved the record since, well, not since it came out, if I'm completely honest. Siamese Dream was the album that turned me on to the Pumpkins. But it immediately led me back to Gish, and all of Elbow are Pumpkins fans. But I hadn't heard this song in so long, it really grabs you, this one, as a soundtrack. I wonder if it ever had drums on. I bet it did at one point, you know, and they decided to take them off. See what you think, and if you know which American city I'm talking about, very, very slopey, steep-sloped gable roofs, because they get really heavy snow there, and near a big body of water. See if that's any good. I could probably go back through my touring itineraries and find out where it was, or consult the Oracle, my tour manager, Tom Piper. But what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Here's that there, Pumpkins, with the wonderful Crush. Song for Guy recommendation from Bryce Cole, good name. That was the Smashing Pumpkins and Crush. Do keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in. If I don't read them out the following week, it could be the week after that, the week after that, because I get so many, but do keep them coming in. So, the theme of this week's programme is London, New York and Paris. I'm going to do a series of these programmes. Love Songs to the City, we could call it. What do you think? Love Songs to the City. Yeah, let's see if I can get my crack production unit to come up with some kind of jingle. Or I might just write one on my little keyboard now. In fact, I'm going to. Love Songs to the City. That was rubbish, wasn't it? Let's try again. There's nothing city-like about that, is there? I'll work on my jingle. You listen to the song. This next love song to a city is from Lord Kitchener, and it's called London.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me. Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
Wasn't that good, was it? Still, there you go. That was a love song to the city. That was Lord Kitchener, and London is the place for me. I first heard that song because it was a Song for Guy recommendation back in 2010 from Kev in Northamptonshire. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Festival Number 6 in Port Merion. Just a brilliant festival, really well organised, really well run. And some friends and I were staying in a house that had previously housed Noel Coward. Used to stay there whenever he was in Port Merion. And because me and Mrs. Badger had the master bedroom overlooking the estuary, I was thinking, Noel used to work in here, you could tell, overlooking the sea. You could feel his presence. Hello, darlings, to each other all week, weekend, I should say. And this song, in my head, constantly. I'll let him introduce it himself, because the introduction's almost as good as a song. Here's Noel Coward.
Now I'd like to sing you a new song that I wrote just last summer when I was having a holiday on the island of Capri. Each evening I used to sit on the piazza and watch these hordes of middle-aged ladies arriving by every boat, obviously all set to have themselves a ball. And so startled was I by this rather macabre spectacle that I wrote this song about a respectable British matron who discovered in the nick of time that life was for living. I'll sing you a song, it's not very long, its moral may disconcert you, of a mother and wife who most of her life was famed for domestic virtue. She had two strapping daughters and a rather dull son, and a much duller husband who at 61 elected to retire and later on expire. Sing hallelujah, hey nonino, hey nonino, hey nonino. He joined the feathered choir. Having laid him to rest by special request in a family mausoleum, as his widow repaired to the home they had shared, her heart sang a gay Te Deum. And then in the middle of the funeral wake, while adding some liquor to the tipsy cake, she briskly cried, that's done, my life's at last begun. Sing hallelujah, hey na na na, hey na na na, hey na na na, it's time I had some fun. Today, though hardly a jolly day, at least has set me free. We'll all have a lovely holiday on the island of Capri. In a bar on the Piccola Marina, life called to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Fate beckoned her and introduced her into a rather queer, unfamiliar atmosphere. She'd just sit there, propping up the bar beside a fisherman who sang to a guitar. When accused of having gone too far, she merely cried, funiculi, just fancy me, funicula. When he bellowed, che bella signorina, sheer ecstasy at once produced a wild shriek from Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, changing her whole demeanor. When both her daughters and her son said, please come home, Mama, she answered rather bibulously, who do you think you are? Nobody can afford to be so la-di-bloody-da in a bar on the Piccola Marina. Every fisherman cried, viva, viva, and che ragazza, when she sat on the grand piazza, everybody would rise. Every fisherman sighed, viva, viva, che bell'inglese, someone even said, whoops-a-daisy, which was quite a surprise. Each evening, with some light excuse, and beaming with goodwill, she'd just slip into something loose, and totter down the hill. To that bar on the Piccola Marina, where love came to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Hot flushes of delight suffused her. Right round the bend she went, picture her astonishment. Day in, day out, she would gad about because she felt she was no longer on the shelf. Night out, night in, knocking back the gin, she cried, hurrah, funicula, funiculi, funic yourself. Just for fun, three young sailors from Messina bowed low to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, said scusi, and abruptly, gooster. Then there was quite a scene. Her family in floods of tears cried, leave these men, Mama. She said they're just high-spirited, like all Italians are. And most of them have a great deal more to offer than Papa in a bar on the Piccola Marina.
Oh, bless him. Noel Coward at Las Vegas, and that was A Bar on the Piccola Marina, which I absolutely love. Most of the members of my family know every word to that tune.
My show has always been a show of musical discoveries.
This is Giles Peterson.
It's a constant search of not just contemporary music, but also the roots of music all around the world. I'm looking for those record collections that never got out of that town, that country. It's musical archaeology. Independent releases, tapes that might not even have got cut. Whether it's some stuff I picked up in Senegal or some new music from Colombia, I'm being able to unearth some gems that have a huge influence on the music that's being made today.
Giles Peterson.
3 till 6 every Saturday afternoon.
On BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So, I'm absolutely over the moon. Somebody recommends a song on this programme. I love the song. I fall for the artist. I get in touch with the artist and I invite him to play with Elbow. So what happened with Jessica Hoop in the first place, and look what's happened there. She's just enjoying great success. She's on the rise all the time. It's just amazing. And what a wonderful way to come about, for a friendship to come about, but also for music to travel. Just great recommendations. I'm really over the moon that Here We Go Magic, which I first heard on this very programme when Casual came out from the album Pigeons. I went over to New York, and somebody that's looking after them over there, the wonderful lady called Deb Fernstermacher, also looks after us while we're out in the States. She played me some of this album when it was still being mixed. And again, I fell for it anyway. Long story short, Here We Go Magic are coming over to the UK to support us in November and December. They're an amazing band, and this song's called Hard to Be Close. This has got a brilliant video if you want to go and look at their website as well. Really, really great. And they sent me a bottle of whiskey as well, which is a good sign, frankly. Here We Go Magic and Hard to Be Close from their new album, A Different Ship.
It's hard sometimes to be close, so hard sometimes to be close. It's just a touch too much, just a touch too much. Well, it's hard sometimes to be close. Well, it's hard to stay in your room. You know it is, that feelings come too soon. That window's glass won't let me pass. Well, it's hard to stay.
Here we go, Magic, from their record, A Different Ship, which I urge you to buy. Go and buy it, go and buy it, go and buy it. That song was called Hard to Be Close. Okay, play me jingle again, would you? Love songs to the city. Yes, love songs to the city. Let's move now from London to New York. We had Shaq with London Town and Lord Kitchener with London Is the Place for Me so far. Let's have one about New York. And if you're a Londoner moving over to New York, there's only one song, really. This one's dedicated to Mark Riley because he loves Stong so much. All of Stong sings.
See, my dear, I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side.
I had seven faces.
That was Interpol, just been re-released from their album Turn On The Bright Lights. That was NYC. And it was our second love song to a city. Jingle here. Love songs to the city. Before the break, we heard Stong with Englishman in New York. And it's Mark Ryland's a huge fan of Stong. In fact, that's his favourite Stong sing. The Invisible are a brand new band on me. This is fantastic. It's called Generational. I'll tell you all about the band at the end of it. Dave Okumu, Tom Herbert and Leo Taylor are The Invisible. They've been working together for 6 years and this new album's called RISPA. That's R-I-S-P-A-H. That's RISPA. The Invisible, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so love songs to a city. Love songs to the city. We've gone from London to New York. We had Shaq with London Town. Lord Kitchener with London is the place for me. We had Stong with Englishman in New York, which is about... Did you know it was about Quentin Crisp? What did he refer to himself as? England's stately homo. That's what he called himself. A gay icon and a gay rights campaigner and a legendary wit and writer, Quentin Crisp. He actually died in my friend Rob's house in Manchester. Very sad, very sad. But yeah, Sting wrote that for him when he went over to New York in the first place. There you go, factual. So, Englishman in New York and Interpol's NYC, the New York Kids, amazing tune, I have to say. We now go to Paris. And you say Paris to me, and I come up with two tunes, this being the first one. I sing this all the time. I want you to imagine me leaping from door to door as if I'm in a montage in a musical. as I go through the narrow streets of Paris, singing this song at the top of my voice.
To decide, you know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell. Auntie Joni. I do love her. Monsters of Folk. This is great. Debbie Goldsmith first recommended this to me. It's full of people we love on the programme. I'll tell you all about it afterwards. The Sandman, The Brakeman and Me is this tune. M Ward taking the lead vocal on this one.
Brakeman is letting off some steam. This has to be the slowest train that I have ever seen. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow and the window. Watch the wheels go. Watch the wheels go. Whoa, whoa. Roll on, oh little train. Brakeman, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Make way, for whatever will be between the Sandman, the brakeman. And the Sandman's waiting to deliver me my dream. Deliver me my dream. Deliver me my dream today. Guess I'll lay my head against my elbow in the window. Let my wheels go, let my wheels go. Whatever will be for the sad man, the brave man in me. Roll on, oh little train. Break man, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Oh, make way. Whatever will be for the sad man, the brave man in me.
Monsters of Folk is an American supergroup consisting of Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Connor Oberst and Mike Moggis from Bright Eyes, and M Ward. There you go. So that was the Fireman, the Brakeman and me. That was M Ward with the lead vocal. I do love a supergroup. The Americans are so much better at that whole cross-pollination thing than we are in England. I don't know if it's because there's a culture of band as a gang kind of thing in England. And maybe it's because the country's small enough for all bands to know at least one band who does have some success. It is not the case in America. Whole generations, whole scenes, whole cities worth of music scene can go completely unrecognised, and quite often do. So Americans have to travel a lot further under their own steam to get anything off the floor in a band. So they tend to lend each other equipment. And anyone you meet in Los Angeles, in the Silver Lake area, for instance, is in at least four bands normally. I think it's very healthy, and I think there should be more of it here. Maybe it'll happen naturally because, well, frankly, young musicians in the UK are struggling a little bit. There's not the same investment there used to be a few years back. Anyhow, I could go on about that for hours. That was Monsters of Folk and The Sandman, The Brakeman and Me. A Song for Guy recommendation a couple of years ago now from Debbie Goldsmith, for which I will be forever grateful, Debbie, thank you. I'm a huge fan of a zero gravity racing game called Wipeout. Not many people can see me as a games, an online games guy, but it's one of the only ways I communicate with my younger brother, who I miss terribly. And the best thing about this game Wipeout is you can put your own soundtrack to the racing. So whenever this tune comes on, I have a particularly good race. This is The Doors with Break On Through.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. We'll be right back.
Doors and Break On Through. It's good to remind yourself occasionally that the Doors did some really good tunes. It's tempting sometimes to just think of the public image of Jim Morrison and think, what's all that about, Jim? Eh? Put a shirt on, stop staggering around the room. They did some really good tunes, that being one of them.
Six. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting strap lines for the show. We've got Keep Up The Work, we've got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strap line is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show, it may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show, weekday mornings from 7. Insert strap line here. On BBC Radio. Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Howie Gelb is an old friend of mine. I remember he did an entire show with me here. I neglected to mention that the finest hour is 2 hours long. At one point, Howie said, "This is the longest hour of my life." And I realised what had happened. But he was a gentleman none the least. We've stolen lyrics from each other. And recently he got in touch to tell me that I'd been spammed. My email account was turfing out weight loss pill adverts or something. Anyway, not seeing Howie in way too long. And when I was thinking of this week's theme of love songs to cities, I thought about this tune. This is lovely. This is Hal Gelb from Tucson, Arizona, singing about moving to mainland Europe, I think Amsterdam, in this tune, but I'll double check my facts.
much I miss the Copper State. Coca-Cola and their Eno plate. I'm doing good work here. I'm satiated expatriate. Cowboy boots on cobblestone. Walk around alone like I own the sound. Cowboy boots on cobblestone. Cowboy boots on cobblestone.
Howie Gelb from his album The Listener, which I absolutely recommend. That was Cowboy Boots. If you missed the title of any of the songs that we play on The Finest Hour, or indeed any of our DJs on Six Music, the greatest station on earth, if you miss any song, there's always a track listing pops up a couple of hours after the show finishes, so you can go and get it. So Howie Gelb, Cowboy Boots on Cobblestones, about somebody being out of place in a different town. I do love the story of the wandering troubadour, especially if it's a musician telling the story. Karen Dalton has an incredible voice. She's a contemporary of Bob Dylan's, and this is called Katie Cruel. And another song for Guy recommendation. I wouldn't have known about Karen Dalton if it wasn't for Mike Laurie, who introduced me to this tune in June of 2009. There you go. Thanks, Mike. Karen Dalton and Katie Cruel.
Call me Katie Cruel. Through the woods I'm going, through the boggy mire, straight way down the road till I come to my heart's desire. If I was where I would be, then I'd be where I am not. Here I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot. When I first came to town, they bought me drinks aplenty. Now they've changed their tune. Bottles empty. If I was where I would be, then I'd be where I am not. Here I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot.
Karen Dalton and Katie Cruel. One of my neighbours here on the street where I live, the suburban thing, it took me a little while to get back into. I was brought up not far from here at all, on a housing estate, a very, very normal 60s housing estate. And I've moved to an older suburb of Manchester, but even so, it took me a while to get back into the sort of idea of, okay, so we live here next to you forever, do we? and you live there next to us forever, do you? And it takes you a little while to spy out your neighbours and sort of work out what they're about and stuff. I'm happy to say I'm surrounded by lovely people on all sides. Great families in front, to the sides. To the back, I've not met anyone yet, to the back of my house. But there is one thing, actually. Stevie lives next door, has got really quite a big workshop. And it's heavily alarmed. And, you know, what would you normally have in a shed that you'd need to heavily alarm your workshop for? I don't know, it's just a thought.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? That hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. Building in there. What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends. But he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Love it. Suburban Paranoia, courtesy of Tom Waits. From Mule Variations, that's What's He Building? Young Buffalo are a trio, I think. Yes. From Oxford, Mississippi, they are Jim Barrett, Ben Yarbrough, and Alex von Hardberger. What a great name. Alex von Hardberger. I love it. They are Young Buffalo. This is called Upstairs. It's new and it's fantastic. Told You, Young Buffalo and Upstairs. Buy your new music, folks. Love Songs to the City, that's been the theme this week. I want you to suggest more cities and love songs connected to them. I want to do it in trios, so three cities with a love song attached to each. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Tell me why you love the cities, tell me why you love the song. For instance, this next tune is Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And I played it to Pete Turner as we pulled up in Paris. We were on a promo tour, which is promotional activities, basically doing interviews in different countries. Me and Pete are the crack promo team for Elbow, the advance party. And we pulled up in April in Paris, and I made Pete listen to this on the headphones, and I forgot what kind of, is it Cherry Blossom in Bloom or is it Apple Blossom in Bloom? I can't remember the words, it's so long since I've listened to this. But anyway, we went past a load of trees with the blossom falling off them, and yeah, it was really beautiful. April in Paris is really beautiful. The song and the event. Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. This is our last love song to the city. Let's have the jingle. Love songs to the city. And so you recommend some more. That's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong and April in Paris.
April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. This is a feeling. No.
Chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees, babe, April in Paris, this is the feeling. No one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Never knew my heart could sing, never miss it, a warm embrace till April in Paris. Now who can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my
next tune again was a song for Guy recommendation many moons ago. This is from Dion. This is called The Visitor and it's a really pretty thing.
The moon lies deep in velvet while on sudden flowers bloom. And a cloud walks out of heaven towards the wind of your room. To the long engaging slumber floating softly through your head, a smoke image figure. Your midnight sleep is bothered by dancing candlelight and the faint familiar fragrance of a woman. Through a tranquil sea of darkness, in the shadows of your sleep, stirs a long forgotten passion, trembling fear.
trembling deep. From this fringe of turning madness, spill a brilliant rainbow's gleaming. Then through distant throbbing darkness, you return a gentle dreaming. Past the yellow splash of from the garden of your mind. Da 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 da.
That was Dion and the Visitor.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
A song for Guy now from Viv Cosgrove in Leeds. I had no idea who did this, and I'm so familiar with the tune. You probably associate it, as I do, with the Harlem Globetrotters. It was their theme tune. The legendary basketball team. It's going to be my new ringtone, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, there's a bit of a tip for you there. At the moment, Mardi Gras in New Orleans is my ringtone because you tend to hear the whistle even if you're in a really loud environment. So this is my new ringtone and a song for Guy recommendation from Viv Cosgrove in Leeds. Vid Cosgrove in Leeds. It's Brother Bones and Sweet Georgia Brown.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball. Thank you.
Yes, that was that chat, all right.
Brother Bones and Sweet Georgia Brown. Once more, if you've a song for Guy recommendation, go to my page on the Six Music website, or it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I've met Joan Wasser, otherwise known as Joan as Policewoman, a couple of times. She's got an incredible voice. I think my favourite female voice, actually. That's a tricky one, though, you know. There's been some good voice on this programme alone, but she's amazing. This is a song from real life. It's called The Ride. And I can sort of guess at the sentiment of this song being, I can kind of hear that the protagonist, whether it's Joan or not, or whether she's writing it in character, the central character to the song is telling somebody that they're falling desperately in love with, look, this is me, this is how I do my life, and this is what it's going to be like. And basically, I've written about it myself, actually. When you realise that you're hopelessly in love with somebody, you fling loads of stuff at them to see if they can take it. You test it and you say, well, it's going to be like this and it's going to be like that and it's going to be horrible and you're going to have to put up with it. And you almost try and put them off. You test their love, I suppose. That's what this song feels like to me. It's called The Ride. And once again, it's the voice of Joan Wasser, otherwise known as Joan as Policewoman.
Starting now, the wait is over. As long as you jump the ride, 'cause I won't highway walk forever. As long as you jump the ride, as long as you follow me, this is what I do. Like I do, I've been on the ride before. Never stops at all. It never stops at all.
That's all we've got time for another week. Thank you so much for everybody who recommended Song for Guys this week. Keep them all coming in, please. Thanks very much to Michelle and Peter and Julie and everyone who helps me put the show together. Dave as well over the last couple of weeks. It's been filling in a little bit. Thank you to the Beckopedia for a wonderful contribution as always. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Good night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town, and once again I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a selection of sounds designed for you to get down. We're talking Nana Cherry and The Thing, Nazca Lions, Lupe Fiasco, Aldo Vannucci, Alpha and Omega, Wintersleep and The Supremes, amongst others. And that's just a selection of what's coming up in the first hour. In the second, I'll be kicking back and relaxing with a distinctly more chilled affair. But until we get there, here's Tony Clark with 1965's The Entertainer.
Entertainer.